Several respected newspapers and magazines, such as The Economist and The Financial Times, have in recent weeks reported on the severe economic problems facing Eastern Europe, without properly distinguishing between the region's individual states. The Czech National Bank on Tuesday voiced strong objections to what it described as misleading and inaccurate coverage of the Czech Republic's economy by the foreign media, coverage they say is harming the country. Jan Richter reports.
Tak nám by úplně stačilo, kdyby nás neřadili do stejného balíku. Já jsem o tom mluvil, právě protože nás zařadí do stejného balíku.
Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek jokingly told reporters on Friday that the Czech Republic might end up needing EU bailout if analysts and journalists keep lumping it together with other Eastern European countries, regardless of the actual differences in their economies. The Czech National Bank has taken the matter more seriously. In an unprecedented move, the central bank voiced on Tuesday objections to misleading and inaccurate information on the country's economic condition recently published by some foreign media outlets. Mojmír Hampl is the vice governor of the Czech National Bank.
We've been a bit frustrated by the fact that even prestigious journals and newspapers like Financial Times and The Economist were publishing incorrect and misleading information about the Czech banking sector.
The British paper Financial Times reported last week that the Czech foreign debt amounted to $192 billion, basing the figure on loans allegedly provided to Czech banks by their foreign owners. Another story, which appeared in the prestigious UK weekly The Economist on Saturday, labelled the Czech Republic as one of the countries whose households were in agony over mortgages in euros and Swiss francs. Mojmír Hampl says that while the latter story is a generalization of one or two countries' specific problems for the whole region, the report on the Czech foreign debt was based on wrong interpretation of the situation in the country's banking sector.
We have tried to explain that what has been described as foreign banks lending to the Czech financial sector is just a balance sheet of the Czech financial sector, basically in Czech crowns and lending of Czech banks to Czech households and Czech companies. So we wanted to stress that this information were completely misleading and might have misled also investors.
But not all of foreign press sees Eastern Europe, from the Czech Republic to Ukraine, as a monolithic bloc which shares the same problems. The New York Times ran a story on Tuesday entitled "A Crisis is Separating Eastern Europe Strong from Its Weak." Its author and the paper's Prague correspondent Dan Bilevsky says journalists tend to behave the same way as the financial markets they report on.
I think at the moment what is happening is that foreign media as well as financial markets are not distinguishing between relatively resilient economies like the Czech Republic and economies that are in serious trouble such as Ukraine. So I think the Czech National Bank has a point that the media has to do a perhaps more nuanced job of distinguishing between how sick economies are. But at the same time, the Czech economy is being undermined by the global financial crisis, and the media has a responsibility to report that.
Making sure the Czech economy is not also undermined by inaccurate coverage, the central bank says that both publications acknowledge their mistake and are going to print the bank's reservations. Mojmír Hampl says the bank does not attach too much importance to the whole issue, but then again, these are the times of a crisis.
I do not want to say that based on this article, everybody sat at the screen and started selling. I don't believe it's that straightforward, but it was just one information in the current context that might have influenced at least some who do not read the analysis and papers critically, and that's why we felt it was necessary to react.
Mojmír Hampl, Vice Governor of the Czech National Bank.